We continue in Sefer Nefesh HaChaim, Shaar Bet Perek Yud. It's page Kuf Dalet in the Sfarim there. Velozu bilvad betevat baruch ata, shepirusho hutosefet ribui bracha veshefa, shayach zot hakavana, or shayechet zot hakavana. Not only in the first two words of the bracha, Baruch Ata, which essentially the Nefesh HaChaim has been explaining the depths of those two words, Baruch Ata, when we say, Blessed are you Hashem, what that means, and in short, it's Tosefet Ribui Bracha Veshefa Lechol HaOlamot, to increase the Itchabrut of Kedushat HaElakut to the worlds. It's this kavana is not only pertaining to those two words. Ela shegam bekol teva veteva mikol nusach hatfila shayach gam ken zot hakavana hakdosha. In each and every word of our tefila, in each word of the nusach of our prayers, it's shayach to have this kavana, this holy kavana of mazon lechol haolamot, as we explained in Perek Tet, as tosefet kedusha, to increase the itchabruto lechol haolamot. And he's going to tell us now, ki kol teva mehatfila o shel eze bracha, each and every word from our tefila, each and every word from our brachot, hi haola lemala mala, al yede mare kalin vegadfin denatlin la. It ascends to the highest worlds. Each word goes up to Shamayim through the mare kalin vegadfin. That's the angels. Those who have wings. That's the little literal translation. There are special malachim that take each and every word of our tefillot, of our brachot, to Shamayim, lif'ol pe'ulata b'shorsha ha'elyon ha'miyuchad la, to effect its particular koach in the shoresh ha'elyon that is miyuchad, that is special for that particular word. Ve'hu na'asa b'ze kivyachol shutafo shel yotzer bereshit. With our tefillah, with our brachot, with those words that we utter, and how careful we have to be when we understand this, to say each word clearly, we become kivyachol shutafo shel yotzer bereshit. We are partners with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the creation and maintaining the creation of the world. Livnot velintoa kama vekama olamot, to build and to supplant worlds upon worlds by the power of the words of our tefillot. Kemo shekatu betikunim. Now listen to the words of the Tikune Zohar, Tikun Yudchet, page Lamed Hamud Bet. It says like this: Vekad barnash apik havalim vediburim bitzlote. When a person utters words with his tefillah, kama ofin patchin gadfayhu upumayhu lekabelalon. How many malachim open up their wings, stretch out their wings, and open up their mouths to accept those words of the tefillah. Imagine a person holding a cup of water, and he wants to drink a cup of water, and he says a bracha of Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Shehakol Niyah Vidvaro. So he forgets about what he said because he's all into the cup of water that he's drinking right now. But he doesn't understand, nor does he appreciate what he just did by saying those words. Kama mare gadfin, patchin pumayu lekabelalon. Hadau dichtiv, that's what's behind the pasuk in Kohelet Perek Yud, ki of hashamayim yolich et hakol. You hear that? That's the pasuk that usually is quoted. In fact, it's quoted in the Gemara in Baba Batra, Daf Dalet, when the Gemara wants to say that when you say something in secret, you should know it's going to be heard. Oznaim lakotel, there are ears to the walls, the Gemara says. So the Gemara says this pasuk in Kohelet, ki of hashamayim yolichet hakol. The birds of the heavens, they take the sounds, the words that you said, and they take it to a different place. You think you only said it here, but it has an effect in a different place. The Tikkuni Zohar is saying, what's behind this pasuk is, ki of hashamayim yolichet hakol. The of hashamayim are the malachim. The kol are the words that we say in tefillah and brachot. Venatil kutsha berichu inun milin, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes those words that have been brought up to him, ubane behon almin, and he creates worlds with those words. Deitemar behon, the pasuk states in regards to this, Yeshaya Samichvav, many people have the minhag before they begin to read from the Nevi'im, they say this pasuk. No, not this one, the pasuk after, I'm sorry, Vasim Devarai. But first he quotes, Ki ka'asher ha-shamayim ha-chadashim ve-ha-aretz ha-chadasha asher ani oseh. You hear this? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the pasuk in Yeshaya is like this, Ki ka'asher ha-shamayim ha-chadashim ve-ha-aretz ha-chadasha asher ani oseh, ken ya'amod zara'achem ve-shimchem lefanai. Hashem says through the mouth of Yeshaya, he says, just like this Shamayim, this heaven that I have created, stays in front of me forever and ever, so too you, Am Yisrael, are going to stay forever. It's a good pasuk to remember, by the way. Very, very encouraging. But if you notice, it says in the pasuk, Ki kasher ha-shamayim ha-chadashim ve-ha-aretz ha-chadasha asher ani oseh. The new heavens, the new earth that I am making now. So now, b'pshuto shel mikra, simply taken, what it means in pshat, it means the world is new. It means it's not billions of billions of billions. It means Hashem just created the world. That's ki kasher ha-shamayim ha-chadashim ve-aretz ha-chadasha asher ani oseh. Aber ze lo maspik, but it's not enough. Ma ze asher ani oseh, lashon hoveh, that I am making in the present tense. And why is it called chadasha? The Tikkuni Zohar is saying because it's alluding to the worlds that are constantly being created through the tefillot and through the brachot and through the mitzvot and through the avodat Hashem and the limud Torah that is being done down below. That's ki ka'asher ha-shamayim ha-chadashim ve'aretz ha-chadasha asher ani oseh. And that's what he quotes the other pasuk, ve'raza demila, and the secret of this is va'asim devarai beficha. Hashem says, I put my word in your mouth. He's talking to the Navi. Uvtzel yadi kisiticha lintoa shamayim velisod aretz. I put my word in your mouth so that you have the power lintoa shamayim, to plant shamayim velisod aretz, and to found the earth. And then the pasuk ends off by saying, velemor letzion Ami Ata, and to tell Tzion, that's Am Yisrael, Ami Ata, you are my nation. And the Tikkuni Zohar says, Velemor leTzion Ami Ata, Al Tikre Ami, Ela Imi, Shutafi. You hear this? Rabotai, this pasuk, if ever there is a pasuk we should keep in our pockets, and always remember, and it has in it this yesod that we're learning in Nefesh HaChayim. Va'asim devarai beficha. Ma ze devarai beficha? Devarai means the brachot, the tefillot that are in our mouths, that we're saying, Baruch, Ata, Hashem, Eloken, Ata, Achonen, Le'adam, Da'at, these holy words, that it took Anshe Knesset HaGdola with Nevi'im to compose those words. What do we do with those words? Va'asim devarai beficha, v'tzal yadi kisiticha, linto ha-shamayim. We are note ha-shamayim. We are bore shamayim. Velemor leTzion, this tells Tzion, Ami Ata. Ami Ata means Imi Ata, you're with me, you're my shutaf. You're my partner in creation, Hashem says. Through the Va'asim Devarai Beficha. Eze Dvarim. What this Tikkuni Zohar is telling us. Ve'amaskil yavin midato. Now the understanding heart will understand. Shelo lechinam hutzrechu letikun tchina ktana utfila ktsara kazo, kuf chav zekenim umehem kama nevi'im. How big is the Shmoneh Esrei after all? A few pages, very small, right? And what did we need in order to compose the Shmoneh Esreh? We needed the great assembly, the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, 120 great rabbis, Umehem Nevi'im. Some of them were Nevi'im. Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi were from the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. Mordechai HaYehudi, Daniel Ish Hamudot, and on. Hananiah, Mishael, Va'azariah. We needed them to compose the Shmoneh Esreh. Tfilah Ktana, Tchina Ktana. L'chaora, I'm sure, let's say you would ask, Le'avdil Elef Avdalot, let's say you'd come to Bialik and you would say, maybe, can you compose a nice tefillah for Am Yisrael to say every day, three times a day? I'm sure he would, Belashon Limudim, he would come up with something beautiful. Some people might even think it would be more beautiful than the Amidah that we have. Ask a good poet, a good... Getting back to Le'avdil, you think Rabbi Yudah Levi, Rabbi Shlomo Even Gabirol, you think they couldn't come up with a nice, look at all the beautiful piyutim that they made? No. When it came to the Amidah, we needed the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, we needed practically Nevi'im. Lama? Ela shehema yisigu beruach kocham vehasagat nevuatam ha'elyona. It was with their ruach ha'kodesh, it was with their spirit of prophecy, and with the clarity of the Sidre Bereshit and Pirkei HaMerkava, the secret makeup of this world and all the worlds, it was with that clarity that they had, with the Ruach HaKodesh that they had, with the Nevuah that they had, Lezot Yisdu V'Tiknu Matbeya Brachot V'Atfilot Be'elu HaTevot Dafka. Each and every word in the Amidah is not only counted, it is selected. Selected by what? By the Ruach HaKodesh and Nevuah of the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, that they understood this world, this word. By the way, maybe it's not by accident that the word is very similar to the word world. Maybe. I'm not so crazy about English now, but because each word is attached to a certain world. And they knew which world. And they knew how it's attached. And they knew what effect that word is going to have. That's why we needed Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. Chazak uvaruch. זה פחד פחדים לומר את זה. אבל זה מה שנאמר כאן. בדיוק מה שנאמר כאן, שותפו של יוצר בראשית. Exactly. Exactly. Just to repeat in short what Rabbi Sasson just said. When we pray, when we say the words, we are giving HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tenu Oz Lelokim. We are giving HaKadosh Baruch Hu the equipment with which to create and to maintain the worlds. As astounding as that sounds, But that's it. The Navi says that. Va'asim devarai beficha, lintoa shamayim, belemor letzion, ami, imi, ata. That's how it is. And that's why we needed the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, me'asherau v'yisigu eze derech ishkon ora shel kol teva pratit mehem. They knew each and every word. The Gaon Chida, alav shalom, in his Shelot u'Tshuvot Chaim Sha'al, says, based on this yesod, he says, that's why we understand. That's how we can understand the Gemara in Masechet Brachot. Remember, we learned this Gemara in Masechet Brachot, the fifth perek. Rabban Gamliel, Hazaken, in Yavne, wanted to be metaken a bracha keneged hamalshinim, keneged the minim and the malshinim. That's why our Amidah is not anymore 18, it's 19. We have 19. So he said, Rabban Gamliel said, is there anyone here that can make, that can compose that bracha? Rabban Gamliel, you're asking if there's anyone here who can compose? You will, whatever you will compose, we take it. Rabban Gamliel. And at the end, what happened? Who is the one? Shmuel HaKatan. Shmuel HaKatan was the one who made the bracha of Laminim VeLamalchinim Al Tihi Tikva. Shmuel HaKatan, the Gemara says elsewhere, that the Chachamim looked at him and they saw that he was ra'ui shetishrei alav shechina, ela she'ador lo zacha. That that he was ra'ui, that the Shekhinah should come, meaning that he should be a Navi. He was a Tana, not a Navi. Aval he was ra'ui, he was that great to be a Navi. It's just that the generation was not on that level. He is the person who is able to compose that extra bracha that was added to the Amidah. Rabban Gamliel understood, in order to add a bracha to the Shmoneh Esrei, you need something on par with Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. Zenora kinyan shel lashon. It's not just to come up with nice words. It's to come up with the right words. With the right words that pull the strings of this structure of the Pirkei HaMerkava and Sidrei Bereshit. So the Chida says, based on this, what we're learning now, we understand what was the whole commotion, how to come up with a new bracha to be put into the Amidah, by the way. That's why the Chida himself also says, if we say Hallel that is not instituted by Chazal, let's say Hallel for some kind of Ge'ula of a Tzibur that happened, so he says, that's why you should not, it's okay to say Hallel, but you should not say it after the Amidah, like we do on Rosh Chodesh, on Chol HaMoed, on Chagim. You should say it after the Tefillah. It shouldn't be part of the structure of the Tefillah. Chida says that. Rav Ovadia brings it in his Tshuva on Yom HaTzmaut, in the Tshuva regarding Hallel, Bibracha, Lo Bibracha, Al Yom HaTzmaut. So he brings these words of the Chida. And he says, why? Because we cannot enter, we cannot put anything else into the structure of the Tefillah that we have. Because every part, every word, every paragraph, every part, and the order of it is related to Sodot Elyonim that nowadays we don't know why. Even the Ari HaKadosh. The Ari HaKadosh did not add any tefillot. And believe me, he knew a thing or two about, you know, about the Sidrei Bereshit and the Maaseh Merkava and all that. But he didn't dare to add any tefillot. So that's why we don't. Gam atachanunim ze al pi chazal. Ze chazal tiknu lanu. Tamin? Ze ken omrim. Aval ani omer, halel, stam lomar halel, beemtza atfila, shelo tiknu lanu chazal, anachnu lo osim. Biglal ze. Right. Ze lo chelek me atfila. Tamin? Ata mitkaven al refaenu ba'amida? Ata mitkaven? Mechila. Az choshvim al ze. שאתה יכול, בדיוק. אבל סתם להוסיף מילים זה לא פשוט, נכון? להוסיף מילים לא פשוט, אפשר לחשוב. ויש גם כן תפילות מיוחדות שתקנו לנו רבותינו, שאפשר להוסיף בגדר תוספת, אבל לא חלק מהברכה עצמה. It's not a part of the ברכה. The יהי רצון that you see in the middle of Shema Kolenu and all that, that's not a חלק of Shema Kolenu. We're not adding to the Shema Kolenu. לא, אני לא נכנס לזה עכשיו, על עניין של יום העצמאות. אני רק הבאתי את העניין של הלל כדוגמה to this yesod that we're saying that the tefillah that we have, that chachamim were metaken for us, has its roots in secrets of the world that we don't have the right to tamper with. That was the point that I'm saying. לא אמרנו תחנון כי לא אמרנו תחנון. אשר היא נצרכת מאוד לתיקון ריבוי עולמות וכוחות עליונים וסידור המרכבה וכמאמרם העבודה צורך גבוה. This is what the Gemara says, העבודה, עבודת התפילה, עבודת הקורבנות, צורך גבוה is needed for the גבוה. הקדוש ברוך הוא uses it to create the world. So each and every word that we say is so important. We don't have time, we have to stop here unfortunately. He's going to go into the next paragraph into explaining. Now we can understand what it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires the tefillot of the tzaddikim. Mipene ma ayu avotenu akarim, mipene shehakadosh baruch hu mitaveh letefillatan shel tzaddikim. Ma ze mitaveh letefillatan shel, ma hu tzarich ta tefillot shelayim? What is he needed? But in the context of what we're learning, now we understand. Tzorech gavoa, hu mitaveh hu mechakeh leze. Yoshev tehilot Yisrael, yoshev hu mechakeh letehilot Yisrael. We'll continue Bezrat Hashem next time. Kibur bukhim avotai.